Hey, you. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I just saw you out here and thought I'd check if you're all right. Is it okay if I sit next to you? Thank you. It's dangerous to be out here on your own. They might find you and, you know. Great. My name is Wendy. Nice to meet you. So, do you come here often? Oh, I don't blame you. It's a really nice spot. You can see all of the city from here. It's so bustling. It is kind of risky, though. There's only one way to get on or off the roof of this building, so if we got surrounded, it's going to be very hard to get away. You must be very confident in your abilities. I can't say the same. No, brute force isn't really my thing. Kind of small. I prefer to outwit people where I can. See it as a bit of a chess game. I've done it once before. Made them believe I was all nice and under their control. And then, oops, I got away at the earliest opportunity. Oh, it was really scary, but thankfully it worked out fine. I even got to keep the thing they put on me to brainwash people. Look. Cool necklace, right? So this way, if anyone ever questions what I'm doing, I can act like I'm still working for them. It's not all that impressive, but thank you. Happy accident, I suppose. I was just thinking, too. If anyone finds us up here, we can just say I'm the hypnotized one and you are one of them. Not all the faces of the elite are known anyways, right? Smart, isn't it? I'm glad I can help in any way. There just aren't many of us left, unfortunately. Oh, you're planning on escaping too, right? Yeah, it's starting to sound more and more impossible by the day. No, you're right. Let's be positive. So, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? Oh. That does sound nice. I'd really like somewhere like that, too. Though, I'm partial to beaches. It has been a while since I've been to the beach. That's the first place I'd visit, in a far, far away country. Well, we should do it together. Let's work our hardest to get out of here, okay? Before the noose closes. Until then, I feel like I should wear this necklace more often. It's a bit suspicious if I just keep it in my pocket all the time. No, I don't like where it came from. But the emblem is rather pretty. Oh, look, it's a dove. Kind of ironic, since it's supposed to symbolize freedom. It's very detailed, though. I do like shiny things. It's mostly made out of gold, but some features on the feathers and the eyes are made out of rare crystals. Yeah, they use expensive materials, so the average person can't falsify them effectively. They always have ways to test if they're genuine, too. Whenever I show an officer, they always hold it up. When the light hits it in a certain way, it reveals a secret emblem. Like a watermark on old paper. Yes. Oh, I don't know how they make it like that, but it would be nice to figure out, you know, maybe find a way to mass produce them. Give us all a chance to blend in. Well, here, I'll show you. It's a bit hard to see the symbol, especially on a cloudy day, so you have to look really closely. Yeah. Do you see it? Weird. Just keep following the necklace with your eyes, and maybe it'll catch the light the right way. Yeah, let me know when it becomes clear, right? Maybe it will be easier to find the right angle if I sway it like this, back and forth. Huh. Nothing? Well, that's odd. Maybe you're not concentrating hard enough. Yeah, watch the necklace as it moves back and forth. Focus on the dove. You really have to focus on it. Make it so that it's the only thing you can see. That'll work. That's the only way you can find the symbol. It's like one of those magic eye posters. Focus. Focus on the way it catches the light. The way the gold reflects back at you. In the way that with each sway back, the details of the feathers jump out at you. And with each sway forth, the eyes of the dove move a little closer. The symbol is deep within the reflected light. You have to be really careful. Give it all your attention and stare. Deeply, just like that. Stare deeper and deeper, deeper still. Oh, you're looking a bit dizzy, but you can't give up now. Not that you're so close, can you? No, no. Soon the symbol will become clear to you, so you have to go on just a little bit longer. Staring deeper and deeper. Staring so deep, it's all you can see with your eyes. You can lean on me if you want. You warm, just like that. All you have to worry about is staring. I'll take care of the rest, little one. You're nearly there. You'll see it very soon. Just keep focusing on the light. Good job. Back and forth. Back and forth. Someone's a little tired. That's okay. It's okay if you start to flutter your eyes. Those eyelids are heavy. It's okay if you find that you need to lean on me more and more. It's okay if you find the light overwhelming. You've been focusing so hard, staring so deep into the light. Staring deeper and deeper. Yes, it's starting to engulf you. Lean, pet. I'm going to let you into a little secret. For things to become clear, you have to enter the light. And once you are in the light, you'll find that everything makes perfect sense. So feel yourself sink. Sink into the light. Stare back and forth and sink deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper still. That's right, deeper. Let's sink into the light together. You can keep leaning on me. And I will guide us. I'll count down from five. With each step, getting more and more submerged in the warmth of the light. Deeper and deeper. Five. Staring. Sinking into the light. Four. Deeper and deeper down, you're safe. Three, leaving everything that isn't the light behind you. Two, you only need the light. And one, sleep. Sleep deeply into the light. Close your eyes and sleep. That's it. That's what you have been looking for. this warmth, this calm. This is what it feels like to be in the light. When you're here, you're safe. Nothing can bother you, little one. You're so peaceful. You do anything to stay here. And I know just what you have to do to stay here too. Isn't that nice? Yes. Since I helped bring you down here, you know you can trust me to guide you. So relax. Relax and listen to me. I'll guide you whenever you want to relax like this. You can simply recall the dove and the light and staring deeply. In fact, this dove on this necklace is for you. It's yours to keep. You'll wear it whenever you're outside, so everyone will know how peaceful the light made you feel. Everyone will know how peaceful I've made you feel. And since I've made you feel this good, it's only natural for you to want to give me something back. It's only natural for you to listen to me and my requests. Just like I've asked you to stare into the necklace, anything I ask you for is for your sake. Anything I ask makes you feel warm and safe, calm and happy. That's right. You'll do anything I ask of you. You will obey, little one. That worked nicely. Oh, I've been working so hard to get a hold of you for some time now, but you've always managed to slip away. Naughty, naughty. Oh, I'm so lucky you didn't recognize me. It's not like you've seen me before, even if I've been seeing plenty of you. It's okay, though. You will be seeing plenty of me regularly because you are coming with me today. Oh, that's right, Pet. I know you people from the Resistance are so stubborn, but don't worry. We will have plenty of time to retrain that mind of yours into mindless compliance, day after day, week after week, until all your brainwashed mind can say is, yes, mistress. And if you're good enough, I'll treat you to that nice holiday on a beach. Yes, on a beach. After all, obedient slaves have much less trouble getting in and out of the city when they're accompanied by their owners, me. And because this is our home, I will bring us right back here, and you won't try to do anything. No, you won't even try to run away. We won't want to. You'll be too far gone to even think about escaping by then. Deeper and deeper. More mine with every